LFP is looking at a September 30 deadline, and it's very important for folks to get into their local FSA county offices and put their name on a register by the 30th of September. Otherwise, FSA must apply congressionally mandated payment reductions of 7.3%. That's the amount outlined by the sequester.
He knows there are a variety of conditions livestock producers have faced.
As cattle ranchers all across the United States know, we've had several years of significant drought. Certain parts of the country have suffered from wildfires. Still others have suffered from blizzards and other natural disasters. So we opened up the LFP program on the 15th of April. It was the first Farm Bill program to roll out from the Farm Service Agency. And since then, we've approved over 250,000 LFP applications nationwide.
Dolcini says FSA staff at all 50 states have been working to make sure LFP is available to those who qualify.
We still have a ways to go. You know, there are some states that were hit even harder by natural disaster, and that's why we've opened up this register. But it's really critical that ranchers get their name on the list by the 30th of September.
So to get signed up for the Livestock Forage Disaster Program, be sure to contact your local FSA office by next Tuesday, September 30th, to avoid a sequester-related payment reduction. Or if you'd like more information, you can go to their website. That's fsa.usda.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.